Welcome, everyone. This is Tristan Truscott and Peter Ragnar. Thank you guys for dialing in on the phone and dialing in energetically to be with us. We have been on a journey of awakening and cultivating our personal life force energy. And we have been taking you through each week of the Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong course that Peter and I created or birthed, or what did we do, Peter? We manifested.
I guess, quote unquote, channeled.
That's pretty.
I don't know where it came from, Tristan. You know, like all good things, when you get into space, the energy flows, and as nice as it is for us to put our names on this, you know what I'm saying? It is so dynamic that I sort of blush a little bit when I think about it.
We have to pass it on, don't we? We have to, because the moment you start taking credit for things and getting too personal about it, you open the door for possessiveness and ego and, you know, taking credit. And, of course, we've done our part. And I think that's a really great principle perhaps to start with. And let me set up the call a little bit more clearly, and then let's see if we can go into that concept a little deeper since it just came up. So we're in week four of a little journey together. We've been leaving you little breadcrumbs, if you will, of nuances and teachings for the unfoldment of Good Morning, Good Evening Qigong. And so week four, what we're doing is we're going into the evening training, and we're going to spend some time on the phase called cleansing the qi. Now, on the previous weeks, we've been covering, if I work my way backwards, the last week was working on the morning session for storing the qi. The week before that, we talked deeply about building the qi. And then the week before that, we started with awakening the qi. So really, that's the progression of the training and your energy. And you would normally be doing the morning and the evening sessions in the same day, right? So 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening with the power session. But what Peter and I decided to do, well, we got this big idea that we'd go over all six phases in one call. We realized that wasn't going to happen. So this is turned into a six week
journey. Yeah, rock the rock system.
Exactly. We've been given the gift of gab.
So you know what it is, Tristan. A lot of people will look at something and their initial reaction or impression may be, "Oh, that's simple." And yet the minute you start to look at all the nuances and implications, the minute you start to get a grasp of the depth of this, your mind is stunned that, wait a minute, I'm just knocking on the door, and you crack that door open and you get a glimpse of what's behind it, you're blown away. You're just blown away. And that's what this course does.
Yeah, it's magical. I love the practice. I practice every day. It's been so beautiful here in Austin lately. And so I go down to my favorite little hideout, which Peter knows about, and I get on the dock, and I go through the routine, the morning routine, and I watch the turtles swimming in the water, and I bring my green drink down to the dock with me, and I go through the moves and feel like we're all in this journey together, and I just feel so blessed. And when I'm done with my 10-minute practice, I sit down to meditate and let the sunlight dance around on the lake and watch it and feel it on my skin and take those nice, deep, soothing breaths, and I merge into the oneness of this beautiful energy. And that's what we want to help you to do even more. And that's why we're taking the time to go through every single phase of the program. So we're in the good evening phase with you today, and we'll be going through cleansing the qi. Before we go into the technical and the mechanical, we open this call up with a conversation about not blocking the flow of energy with possessive thoughts or me thoughts or I'm doing this or I created this or any of that kind of thinking, because Qigong really helps to put you into the state of oneness, and you really merge with the emptiness or the void or the fullness, whatever you want to call that, this beautiful essence of life force energy that's governing this incredible universe, and it's governing every cell in our body, and it's keeping us here, it's breathing us, it's moving through us. And Qigong is the art of being in tune with that and playing with that energy and aligning with that energy. So I want to pitch that over to you, Peter, since you kind of pushed it in that direction. Talk to us about that, because it's a really deep and important concept.
Yeah, well, you know, just what you were saying, Kristen, you know, we're obviously, Kristen and myself, the creators of this course. We put this thing together. However, how do you do that? How does a person create? Well, the creation comes from being in a particular place, and Kristen, you just mentioned that. It's an open fullness which is empty and silent. It's an open fullness that is both empty and silent. And in that space, when we meditated together, when we thought about how can we serve you, how can we produce something that will be of benefit to untold numbers of people. Well, we got in the space, and jokingly I said to Tristan, and you just heard me just a second ago, I said, I think we, quote, unquote, channeled this material. Well, you know, that's how things work. It falls into place, and there you have an incredible step-by-step program that anyone can follow. And yet it goes so much deeper because of the energy that is really behind that created it. It's something, you know, Victor Hugo said, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Well, this is, you know, more like breaking news in the 21st century. This is breaking news. It's come from a long, long lineage. And now it's being presented in a Western-friendly fashion so you can apply it and get the untold benefits of this. And it's important. You know, Tristan touched on this also. You know, and as many times as Tristan uses the metaphor of the dojo, the martial arts studio, it's the same thing. When we approach our Qigong practice, let us approach it in the same way you would approach the doors of a dojo or a zendo. You take your shoes off, and you put your ego down and tuck your ego with your socks. You open the door, and you walk into your practice. And the practice itself, if you walk in empty, the practice will fill you. And that's the beauty of doing all of this. And, you know, I feel so honored to have been a participant in this with my good friend Tristan. And it's, you know, when we meditate, we're one. When you meditate with us, you're one. When we meditate together, there's only one person. There's only one being, and that is that universal energy. And in that space, it's nothing but love, it's nothing but healing, it's nothing but joy, and it's a silent peacefulness that calms every anxiety or worry that you've ever had. That is this moving meditation that we do.
So beautiful. I love just sitting here and listening to the poetry of Qigong in words when you share, Peter. It's so soothing. I was struck by a couple of things as you were talking. I remembered the journey that you and I took in the manifestation of this course, and I'd like to share it because I think it's relevant to why it's successful, why we're getting so many testimonials. I mean, they come in every day about the transformations and the higher levels of vibration and healing. I'm honored to be on the receiving end of that. And, you know, sometimes people, they'll talk about a program or a product and they say what's more important than what the person's promoting is why they're promoting it. What's behind it? What's the meaning? What's the essence? And I love that you said channeled, because Qigong is something really that you channel. It's your own life force that you allow to channel through you. You've got channels in your body, meridian pathways and reservoirs where that energy builds. And it's like that with anything in life. Is if we get out of the way and then also participate, even when it seems like there's roadblocks, if we stay in the state of allow, the energy flows. And that's what you're doing with these movements. But if we trace it back to where this was birthed from, I think you'll find this really incredible. So Peter and I, when we first met physically, because we met energetically a long time ago, Peter, way mm-hmm. before I ever took that walk with you along the Smoky Mountain River, we met. And this was meant to happen, this meeting and I believe this course. And we then wrapped around after that meeting and said, something needs to happen here. Let's bring these two worlds together, the mountain and the dojo, and let's allow. And then we said, let's go somewhere very sacred. And we could have done this up in the mountains of Tennessee, but there was something else calling us, and that was the mountains of Santa Fe, a very sacred place. But what I find very interesting about this journey, Peter, was that it wasn't on the outside easy. When we got there, we were in the middle of these massive fires. They were everywhere. And some of you may recall there were incredible fires up in the mountains. And wherever we went to film this for you guys, we came upon a roadblock, literally a roadblock. No, you cannot go there. And we were looking, we were in this open place. Where do we film this? And everything came shutting down. Remember that, Peter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever we stopped, there were emergency crews, park rangers, saying these roads, this trail is closed, that trail is closed. I think if I'm correct, Tristan, wasn't it 80,000 acres? Or something like that, a massive amount of land that was on fire.
Yes.
Just
it was
unreal.
It was huge.
And it was all around us. And actually where we were staying, they were preparing, they were talking about evacuation. And we were miles into the fire zone from where we were staying. And we could see the smoke come up, billow up over the mountain's edge, and but we had a mission, and
that mission
was pulling us deeper and deeper into the forest, into the mountain, where actually you should not have been going.
But I knew I was in good hands, and I trust your intuition and my intuition, and we knew we wouldn't put ourselves in peril. But there were a lot of obstacles, and you know, there was a point where we, you know, intuitively connected and said, maybe this isn't the right time. And that's important to ask that question. Are we being told to go somewhere else? But we continued down our path of intuition, and we were led, as Peter says, deeper in the forest. But at one point, you know, I thought we might be throwing in the towel here and heading back somewhere. Do it in the dojo and opposite. But, you know, there was another beautiful thing. The person who wanted to be a part of this program and film this with us drove all the way in his car, loaded up all of his gear, and drove from Austin, Texas, up into the mountains, Shiloh. And Shiloh was such a beautiful soul and was able to capture, and I think you can see that in the film, the light. He captured the movements. He understood the positions and the angles because he, too, practiced Qigong as a meditator. And so, you know, we were all in, weren't we, Peter? We brought the crew.
Yeah, right.
We had Sabrina and Katrina.
Sabrina and Katrina and Shiloh, and then we had to pack all. Remember, we had to pack all the equipment in because there wasn't a place that you plug something into. I mean, all of this stuff had to be carried to where we went, and it had to be the right spot. It had to have the right vibration, and you know, this is such a great metaphor, because no matter what else was happening around us, it did not matter. What mattered was doing the Qigong and filming it, being in that place. In other words, we were in a bubble. We were in an energy bubble high in the mountains, and it didn't matter what was happening in the rest of the world. And it's just like your world. It doesn't matter if your world is on fire. When you're in that space, you're safe.
Right. It was so beautiful to watch Peter up in the mountains, because we'd be trudging up the mountain, carrying all the gear. We'd get to the top, and the lighting was wrong. And we're like, nope. The cameraman was, nope, we can't do it here. It's not going to be right, guys. And we would, okay, go all the way back down the mountain. And Peter is skipping and dancing and doing all these kung fu moves and flying around the trees and stuff. I'm like, this guy's insane, insanely beautiful. You were just dancing on the energy. It was so sweet. And that's what got put into the training. You helped us all stay in that beautiful flow, and so I'm very grateful to you for that.
Yeah. And it we laughed the smoke away. We laughed the fire away. That's what we were doing, Tristan. You and I, Tristan and I would get laughing so hard over some silly thing that
rolled
our way down the mountain.
We were in the middle of filming one of the routines, and I had a fly go inside my ear, and it was buzzing so loud. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go into the space, into the void where there are no flies. And I just had this big grin on my face.
Yeah, I'm watching it from the side. You know, because we're trying to give you a side shot and a forward shot. So I'm watching this fly crawl into the hole of his ear. And I'm waiting. I'm about to burst out laughing because I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see how long it takes that fly to come back out. And Shiloh is trying to get the light. You know, he's got to get the light. You know, we only have minutes here now, and so we're trying to be quiet. And this is the story behind the story.
Yeah, and I wanted to share it with you guys so you could feel that you were part of that journey with us. And this is part of the training. You know, it's about being playful and about knowing the why behind all of it. And so something
and not jumping when a fly goes in your ear, not moving.
Yeah.
Now try that. Now you want a meditation technique. You try what Tristan did. It was amazing, utterly amazing. You imagine sitting in meditation and a fly go in your ear, but you don't move.
Yeah, well, it was many years of preparation. It's been a joy. It's been a joy watching.
I think it was just as hard to not laugh, though.
Well, you did a good job of not laughing. We had a good time. Well, I hope you guys are smiling and laughing along with us, because that's what this is about. It's playfulness and energy flow and knowing why we're all here doing this together. So are we ready? Shall we dive into the evening?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's do that. And there's more stories to this, but we'll save those for another time. We were talking about cleansing the chi, okay? So you've had a long, busy, productive, maybe stressful day, and you come home to your Zen cottage, and that's where we filmed. The evening session was in a Zen cottage, and I want to talk about that for a moment, the environment in where you train. Like up in the morning, we're in the mountains with the light beaming down. Now at night, we're in an environment that was very conducive. Now you don't always have a conducive environment to practice, but you do have control over your environments to a large extent. And so what we recommend that you do is you practice in a space that's very soothing to you and where the energy's flowing. Maybe study a little bit about feng shui, because it's about your environment and the energy flow in the environment. So you'll notice in the film that the colors and the bamboo on the wall, and it's just very, very soothing. And the music is soothing. and the ambiance of the light is calming and cleansing. So we made sure we set up the tone of the environment first. So that's important. Peter, will you talk a little bit on that concept? Because I know that's important to you also.
Yeah, the environment, everything around you is sending you signals, and those signals are going to be positive or negative, or in some cases, they're going to balance each other out and be neutral. And whenever we're in, when we set up our environment to do Qigong, or when you set up your environment, make sure that you are not disturbed. You know, find that place. You may even have to put a note on the door, you know, please do not disturb for 10 minutes or whatever, or until a certain amount of time. And in the in your environment, like Tristan just mentioned, feng shui is the art of placement. Now, we can give you a very, very brief insight into this. As an example, certain plants have good energy. All plants have good energy, but certain plants for humans have good energy. And if they're in the room, that helps the atmosphere. Soft music, especially music that lends itself to meditation, can be in the background. This sets the tone for practice. Actually, one of the things the ancient Chinese understood was the power of music. In ancient China, the Taoists believed that music was the basis of everything, and they even said that the body, the human body, released primordial sounds, and these primordial sounds were emitted from your central spiritual center right inside of your body. And they then call them sacred sounds. You know, each one of the five elements has a sound, and that's something that you'll be getting into as we go along. But one of the very interesting things that you'll find as you practice in a quiet environment, and this is why it's important to be quiet, to eliminate disturbing sounds, is that I think it was back in 1983 in China, they started studying medical Qigong, master healers, and they discovered that what their bodies did, their bodies actually emitted a secondary sound signal when they were doing Qigong. And this sound signal, which was on a frequency that is emitted by all Qigong healers, measured around 10 hertz. And it's very fascinating that you can actually measure this on equipment. And as you do our Qigong, you may find, especially in the evening stage, especially in the calming and accumulating stage, we're going to talk about cleansing, calming, and accumulating, you may notice as you start getting more and more quiet, more and more sedate, you may start noticing that sound. It may sound like a little, you know, the buzzing you get in your hand. Well, if you're very, very conscious and you've done this for a while, you'll start hearing a sound. So just a little insight there.
That's beautiful.
Now, we could talk for an hour about feng shui, or the art of placement, but I think I have a tendency to get off track when I go on that. So I'm going to throw it back to Tristan.
Well, and it's very important what you're talking about, and I think we should wrap around to that again at some point, because environment and the placement of things in your space is part of the cleansing. So don't underestimate the power of your environment. Peter, can you give us some examples of plants that would be friendly for us?
Yeah, the jade plant in particular. If you get a jade plant, that is very, very symbolic of good qi. Now, let me contrast that with a cactus. A cactus, while it's a beautiful plant, does not necessarily emit good chi. And the reason for this is that if you have something with sharp edges and you walk past it, but you're used to seeing it, on a conscious level, you pay no attention. On a subconscious level, you say, ooh, don't get too close. Those needles hurt. They'll prick me. Do you see what I'm saying? So on a subconscious level, you have a resistance. Well, in doing the Qigong, what we want to do is remove those resistance barriers from the subconscious mind. And the way we do that is by arranging a sacred space to do our practice. Now, in that space, you may have, you know, you might want, depends on what your beliefs are, you may want pictures of spiritual beings that that encourage you, that make you feel good. When you see that picture, you get a good vibe. You get a healing vibe. You certain flowers, certain plants, like the jade plant in particular, there's a whole art of arrangement. And what you can do also, go online or go on Amazon and pick out a few books about feng shui and then read those and apply the principles to your special spot where you do your Qigong. It's going to make it far more powerful. Mm-hmm. And remember, avoid having anything that has sharp edges, even corners, sharp corners, things that protrude. Just there's ways of softening them. So it's just a few suggestions on that.
That's great. If you have your notebook with you guys or your journal, you might want to jot some of these things down, because this really is the beginning of the cleansing. At the end of the day, when you come into your space, it should immediately start to rejuvenate and heal you. So I love that. The right plants, sounds, as Peter was talking about, music, or a beautiful little waterfall, you know, and feel and hear. When I say feel, I mean literally feel the water flowing through you as you're listening to the beautiful waterfall. That can be incredibly cleansing. Things like pictures, as Peter said. If you recall in the video, we had a very beautiful setting. I'm actually looking at a picture of it right now, and there's this beautiful wood all around us, the vibration of the wood. And the floor is very open and spacious, and there's a beautiful painting that's got a fluid flowing layout and texture. And there's purple in the painting, which is a very high vibration color. It's very spiritual. And statue, a beautiful Buddha behind us, and a fan, which represents something open and flowing. So our eyes are eating this chi as we're practicing. And you want to get into that real meditative state as you're cleansing the chi and just take it all in. Again, the lighting's very important. If it's, you know, I remember the movie Joe versus the Volcano with Tom Hanks, and there was a scene in the very beginning where he has to walk into this space that's downstairs, and there's these flickering lights, fluorescent, horrible fluorescent lights. And he ends up having a freak out moment. And he says he feels like the lights are sucking the life right out of him. That's absolutely how I feel in certain environments. You walk in, the space is literally sucking the life force energy out of you. So can you see how important this is and why we brought up feng shui? Because that's infusing the life back into you.
One thing, too, that there's a release of photonic energy. Photons are the smallest measurable particles of light that, like I said, that are measurable. And the number of photons that are emitted are determined by an organism's position on that evolutionary scale. In other words, the higher the plant or animal, in this case, might be, then the more power, the more photons they emit per second. Plants and animals generally emit about 100 photons per square centimeter per second. But what that basically says is that this is a very high frequency of electromagnetism. Now, we generally emit a tenth of that, but that's the average person. What you're going to be learning how to do is to emit a lot higher electromagnetic frequency. And when you do that in a particular area, and this is your sacred spot, the wood of the walls, or if you have stone or if you have crystals, all of this absorbs those photons. And that's what makes that an energy field. You're creating your own energy field. And especially what is nice is incense, especially frankincense is my favorite. Incense, candlelight, certain types of music, especially bamboo flute, that is,
yes,
that has a, you know, because that harmonizes with the movement of your breath, and you put all of this together, and you realize that the energy from those photons is being absorbed by your cells and your tissues, and it's being distributed along the entire spectrum of the body's electromagnetic field, its frequencies. And it adds energy to the molecules of the body. It's very, very exciting to realize that that biophoton emission is centered in your body's DNA. In other words, you're creating it on the inside, and it's also being created on the outside, and the two are merging as complementary electromagnetic waves. And this makes your body buzz. And where there is light, there is also music. Wherever there is light, there is a corresponding universal sound vibration, because you can't have light without sound.
Wow. We're going deep here, guys. I hope this is you're catching this, reaching this, understanding some of these insights that are coming through, because they're deep. And this is taking Good Evening Qigong to a whole nother level. I feel so happy to have you guys. There's so many of you on the call today. I guess the OMG got your attention in the email. But, you know, it's not just about waving your arms up and down and doing the moves to just do the moves. Yes, the moves are magical, but understanding all of the nuances behind the practice is what makes this incredible. What Peter just shared absolutely transformed my life, because for years I created a certain space in my home that was a sacred space, and it was where I did my meditation, my yoga, and my Qigong every day. And I had heard about this concept or this experience of embedding these atomic particles into my meditation blanket, into the walls of my sacred space. This is why in our dojo here in Austin, when people walk in, they go, this place is so beautiful. What is it? Now, I know there's gorgeous things on the walls and there's beautiful music playing and the lighting, everything we're talking about right now, I practice this everywhere I can. But there's an emission that's in the space. You go to sacred spaces and certain churches, it's embedded in the walls, in the stained glass. It's everywhere. Now, you can be doing that in your home. So the cleansing begins the moment you walk into that space or that certain room that you go to. And the calming effect and the cleansing effect immediately, without you doing anything, starts. Now add your practice to that. You're going to go to a whole nother level. And I'm so happy that you mentioned the smells too, Peter, because if we have a beautiful incense or a lemongrass or a lavender or tea tree or mandarin oils, different types of oils, fragrances, or flowers, natural, you're breathing in that beautiful healing remedy right there. So there's so much we can do. I love it. And now, when you're sick, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry, Kristen. I was interrupting there. Go ahead.
No, I'm ready to turn it to you. Go for it.
know, there is a reason for, as an example, frankincense having its popularity for thousands of years. And at one point in time, frankincense was more valuable than gold. And it was at a time when people were very much in tune with vibrations, and they realized that just the scent of frankincense in the air invoked and plugged in spiritual propensities. In other words, it opened doors that before were difficult to open. That's why they were burned. It was burned in temples and in churches. And, of course, the real understanding behind why this was done has been long forgotten. But it's we're not talking about perfumed wood. Real frankincense is very expensive. So I will preface it. It's costly, even today. And the frankincense I personally use has been made by the same family since the 1600s in Japan. And it's pricey, but after you light a stick, you know why.
Oh, and I've used your frankincense, and it's incredible. I mean, you really don't know what's going on, why you feel so soothed and tapped in. But these are the secrets. These are the things that people don't know about, that if you bring all of this together, can you see how this will skyrocket your Qigong even further? Now you've got beautiful fragrances and sounds and light and the emanation of energy in the space in which you practice. It's so much more beautiful. And then when you stand in the beginning position of Wuji, before you even do that first raising up of the arm techniques or the squeezing and clearing, you are already in Qigong. Think about this. When you go to do your very first movement and you stand in Wuqi and you just breathe and you take in the environment and you calm the mind and you start to settle down, you have already begun. It's that simple. And then what we want to do is we want to begin to use the actual mechanical, physical moves to purge the body of any stagnant qi. This is where we're literally wringing out the tissues like a sponge. Why don't we move into that, Peter, where, you know, we're in Wu Qi, everything is calm, we're entering into the space, but we're going to go deep now. And we begin that movement where the arms pull into the chest and the legs are close together. We begin to squeeze every muscle from the feet all the way up through the hips and the glutes and the core and the chest and the arms and the biceps and triceps and even the facial and scalp muscles. And we squeeze. What's happening as we do that and then release?
Yeah. Every time you have a contraction and relaxation, what you're doing, think of it as a pump. An energy pump, because it's literally an energy pump. Every time you contract the muscle tissue and then you relax it, you're pulling chi from the bone marrow outward. It radiates out through your physical body. And the buzz that you feel, that buzz is the energy right from the core of your bone marrow. The bone marrow is the generator. So it's like an electromagnetic generator. And when you squeeze it and you flex it and then you let it go, you release static electricity or negative, let's say, harmful vibrations that have stuck to you during the day. They're basically toxic vibrations. And this is the way you wash the toxic vibrations out, because it's like you turn the shower on. You're literally turning the shower on from your own body, and it's washing it right on out, cleansing the chi. Very, very important to squeeze, flex, let go. And you can even do that, you know, even right the second while you're on the phone with us. And while we go through the whole thing, do this. Just take your left arm and make a fist. And now, if you've got a fist, imagine that fist getting tighter and tighter and tighter. It's shrinking. Imagine it's just shrinking, 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 tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And your forearm, your muscles in your arm are just tight, 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 tight. And let go. Let go. And feel it now. It's sort of melting down. It's like it's all melting down. Energy just pouring out, pouring out. That's the cleansing. You've just cleansed that arm. You've released all kinds of static electricity that was there, and it's falling away from you. And now that arm is rejuvenated. Now, I'm sure you'll probably want to do this whole program after we get off the phone, so I'm going to stop.
Well, I love what just happened because all the dots just got connected. So let me see if I can connect everything we've been sharing today so far into that one moment. Peter used the analogy of taking a shower during the day. Imagine now as you walk in to your home or your sacred place or your area that you're going to do Qigong, and you're about to go through this squeezing and releasing. Imagine that the room or the area is the shower, and that the light and the fragrance and the sounds of music or whatever's in that space is the chi that's immediately pouring onto you. And it's starting the cleansing process already. And now you begin the squeezing, and you push out, and you use the water, if you will, of this beautiful chi environment to help facilitate the cleansing. And you've squeezed the stagnant energy to the surface. And then you let go. And the arms and the whole body relax, and the breath lets go. Can you see what you've just done? You've just taken an energy shower. And this is what you're doing with those four postures, the first one in the front of the chest, and then we do the one with the arms out to the side, and then up above the head, and then we do the final series with the arms to the back. But what do we do immediately afterwards? Just like when you get out of the shower and you take the towel, what do? You wipe off the body. You wipe off the excess water and anything that's left. And this is what we do now with the hands. We begin to wipe any stagnant energy at the surface off the body. You're toweling yourself off. Isn't that exactly what we're doing, Peter? It feels good.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's it's very, very important, especially, you know, you can actually use this brushing off technique at other times during the day when you feel especially harried or rushed or you feel undue tension. You can brush it off. Just brush it off your skin. And because it's literal. It's not just mental. It's literal. And you brush it off. Now, some people have asked, okay, where does this go? Where does this negative energy go? It's actually positive ions, which is negative energy as such. I hope that's not confusing. Where it goes, it's not totally what you consider bad. It's gravity. It's the force of gravity. It goes back into the earth. We release it so it can go home again. It goes back, and that's what forms gravity. At least according to the ancients.
I like that you brought that up. I know we've talked about this concept before, and an easy way to understand it as well as that is just when you breathe out the carbon dioxide, well, you wouldn't want to breathe that back in. That wouldn't be good for your human body. But for trees, it's wonderful because they take that energy. It's not bad. It's in the right structure for the trees to use it. So when you're releasing what we'll call stagnant energy, it's not bad. It's just not what you need in your system. It gets recycled. So, and that's important. You don't want to think that you're putting bad out, because if you add that intention to it, the energy that was being released was okay, but you added an intention to it, which made it funky. Does that make sense? So where you're coming from charges all energy emission. That's why it's so important for us to be in the space and in that beautiful vibration, because we're emitting energy all day long. So let's send out beautiful energy. And remember, guys, when you do Qigong, you just put the law of attraction on steroids. Okay? You're radiating and vibrating and broadcasting at a greater level. And some of you are already starting to notice your manifestations are popping a lot faster. And if you're finding that other weird stuff's happening that you don't want, now's the time to level up your thinking, because you don't want to be doing Qigong and be in a negative place later in the day, because you're magnifying. I don't say that to spook you. I say that to excite you. Oh, I have more manifestation skill and power. So use the emission of the chi and the energy to boost your life and make it even more beautiful. But take responsibility for those thoughts. We received an email recently from someone who's been getting a lot of benefit from the Qigong for their sleep and their evening, but not as much benefit yet in the morning. But what we've discovered through conversation is that this person has some thoughts, even at the deeper level, that he hasn't been aware of until recently. He's been pointing some of them out, that he's been emitting during the day. And guess what it's been doing? It's been canceling out all of the efforts that he's been putting into his practice. The intentions, the thoughts, have basically pinched off the flow of the chi during the day. But at night, he's not thinking about these negative thoughts as much, and he's sleeping better. Do you see how that works? So right now, inwardly, or even on your paper, write down the things that you've been complaining about lately. You know what they are. And make an effort this week. Set an intention right now to not let those dominate your thinking environment. Shift them. Reframe them.
Yeah, what this is called, the ancients called this naming the demon. In other words, when you notice something, if you notice you're complaining, don't get involved in it, just name it, saying, oh, I know who you are. You're the complainer. You're always the that's the troublemaker. You've shown up again. You've gotten me to complaining. Complain, 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 complain. That's what it is. Complain, complain. But you know the funny thing is, when you identify the demon, when you name the demon, it goes away. It goes away. It's just when we don't and we allow it to go on and we get caught in the roller coaster of our thoughts. We're strapped in for the ride, and it takes you up and down, bounces you all around. But if you name it, you recognize it. Just the simple fact of your recognition causes it to dissipate. You see, the whole process is whatever you put your attention upon will grow, and it grows because when you place your attention upon it, you magnetize it, and that's the law of attraction in reverse. In this case, if it's a negative emotion, you're still doing the law of attraction. If you're saying, well, I don't have any energy, and the universe says, you're right, you don't have any energy. Well, this Qigong isn't working. You're right, it's not working. What else do you want? Well, I feel lousy. Well, you're right. Of course you feel lousy. Hey, let us give you some more lousiness. Now how do you feel? Well, I feel really terrible. Wonderful, wonderful. You're getting what you want. Now we'll give you more of what you don't want, because the universe doesn't understand that word, don't want. It doesn't hear that. It only hears, I want this because I put my attention on it.
So important. Such a basic 101, and yet it's not. It's an advanced teaching, because so often we forget, because we get seduced by what seems to be. We start judging the books of our life by the cover. And if you just open a few pages, you start to find, uh-oh, I was wrong. That was just the title. There is a whole magical adventure in here, and it's wonderful. Ah, I think we're starting to get all fired up here, Peter. I'm ready for a seminar.
Well, you know, that's such a basic teaching that once people, you know, once you grasp that and you realize, you come to grips with it. The minute you become aware of what's happening, you realize, well, here's a mantra. I'm going to share a mantra with everyone. This is something that you can take soap, write it on your bathroom mirror, so the first thing in the morning you see it, the last thing at night you see it. And it's very simple. And whenever you feel negative, if you repeat this, it's going to change. I'm responsible. What am I going to do about it? I'm responsible. What am I going to do about it? I'm responsible. What am I going to do about it? It's that simple. Because you've got the tools to do something about it. You can do Qigong. But you realize, I'm responsible for all those thoughts. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to cleanse the chi. I'm going to start cleansing the chi. That's what I'm going to do about it right now.
Let's all do that. Let's get out the soap. Don't use the liquid soap. Get a bar soap and write that. Let's do that this week and combine that with the essence of what are you sending out? What are you projecting? I love that, Peter. That is incredible because you helped us in that moment. We take full responsibility for everything that's happening in our lives. We reclaim our power. Even if there's things going on that we say we don't like, we still just became empowered because we've embraced the truth. And I know this is a tough pill to swallow for some people because it feels as if other outside influences are doing things to us. And as real as that may seem, and you can say, you can show me a film, look what they did, or look what's happening. Yes, I know. But we're talking about something a whole lot deeper here. We're talking about the power of your vibration to shift that. In the non-physical world, you can begin to shift that, and your outer world will change. I remember reading years ago a book called Creative Visualization. I bet you know this book, Peter. Shakti Gawain.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah.
Oh, years ago, it was the beginning of my personal development, back with Earl Nightingale and all of those wonderful teachings from The Strangest Secret. And she talked about how, and I'm just prefacing what the teaching was, but it knocked my socks off as a young man, that everything that's going on in my outer world is a corresponding effect to what's been going on in my inner world. And that if I change the inner world, I will therefore change the outer world. And I'd never heard that before. And you know what? I realize even today a lot of people still haven't heard that, or they haven't fully understood that that's true. And I have to remind myself every day, because the hypnosis is strong. No, this is what's going on in the economy. This is what's going on here. But I have the power to shift my vibration and therefore change my reality. Why is it that two people can have completely opposite experiences sitting in traffic? One person's going into road rage, and the other person is having the best time listening to their favorite jazz CD. You know, what's the difference? Isn't it just a choice and an extension of a different vibration? Don't we have that much power and control of our own lives? And if we use the power of Qigong to cleanse ourselves of negativity, starting at an energetic level and integrating it into the physical, and when we do these moves, we realize there's a whole lot more here than waving our arms up and down and breathing coordinated, that we're actually shifting our vibration. This takes Qigong, for me, to a whole new level. It's a way of life. And I'm so grateful for calls like this and people like Peter, and for all of you who are walking on a path of consciousness, because I get to be reminded that this is the way I want to live for the rest of my life. And I hope you feel the same way, because Peter and I are going to be right here singing this same song. I get the feeling, Peter, that this song is not going to change for you.
No, not for either one of us, Tristan. And we've been singing a duet here this evening or this afternoon, but well, not really. This is a choral choir. We're all singing that. We're singing the song of life.
I hear everyone when everyone comes to this, whether you're piped in right now with us or not. I can hear you. I can feel you right now where you are, you in particular. I'm talking to you. I feel you. And I know you feel this. Otherwise, there's no way you'd be spending your Sunday doing this. You're here because of the vibration. And know that that's such a beautiful thing that you're responding to your vibration. This isn't about Peter or Tristan. We open this call up with that teaching. We're not claiming this. This is a getting out of the way. I don't even really like the word channeling, but it's a truism. You get out of the way and you allow it to flow. And then the energy, like Peter said, becomes sound. Well, the energy becomes words as sound as well. And when I listen back, and I know when Peter listens back, we listen to these calls, we watch ourselves on video, we're like, that was kind of cool what that guy said. But we never took it personal, right? And you don't take it personal either. Let's finish up on the last two practices. Would that be okay with you, Peter?
Absolutely.
You want to... Okay, super. After you've wiped off any stagnant energy, and I think we've made it really clear that it's not bad, it's just recycled, now you go into the chi grounding. And this is the bouncing and the quick breathing. There's a time for smooth, slow yin breathing. And there's a time for fast breathing, and this is a time to burn up and cook off any of that additional stagnant energy. You're going to vaporize it. So it's a very quick bouncing movement, breathing, follow the program on the DVDs, and then enter into this still standing meditation where you are literally standing under a cleansing waterfall. So I'm going to go over the three sections of cleansing the chi. The first is the tension and relaxation. That's with the squeezing like a sponge, releasing and wiping it clean. Think of taking the shower. And then the bouncing. I think of my little dogs when they get out of the shower. They don't get a towel. They shake, 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 and wiggle, 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 and all the water goes flying all over the place. And then they run around like crazy and roll on the carpet and do all this crazy breathing. Same thing, bouncing and breathing. That's the second exercise. Then the third is just to stand and feel the cleansing that took place. You've got this internal waterfall moving through you, and you can feel it. I know we're going to hear this from you if we have time to get on, is when you do that, there are these channels inside your body, and you can feel the buzz flowing through the arms, through the legs, and then the breath in the belly is the pump, and it's just been reset to natural rhythm. So if you've had a high, busy day, and your breath has gone up because of mental overload, you've now just sunk the chi and the breath back down in the belly, and the whole nervous system is calming down, and your mind is becoming more clear, and you feel lighter because you took off this heaviness, and you're back into the alignment, and you're able to absorb now even more the good energy that's in the room, and you're able to emit wonderful energy into your home so that your spouse and your children or your roommate or your friends or just the home itself can feel it. It's like a beautiful light emission coming off of you. And what a wonderful thing to have reset yourself.
When we become more and more sensitive, we notice the toxic emotions and other things more acutely. It's just like a person who starts to heal their body, and let's say they're getting very, very healthy. Well, a very, very healthy person has a very difficult time being around people who smoke cigars, as an example. It would make them very sick. They can't be in that environment. And they say, well, what's the matter with my body? I can't be in the environment that I used to be in. Well, that's exactly the case. We we find ourselves becoming very sensitive to vibrations, and therefore we're, what our task is to select being in the environment that has the best vibrations for us, and also just allowing it to be what it is. It is what it is, so not making a judgment about it. You know, it's the same thing. Let's use the analogy of cigarette smoking. Personally, I cannot be in a room with people who smoke. I can't be in a room with people who have smoke on their clothing. I'm very, very sensitive to that. Katrina is incredibly sensitive to things like that. She probably can't even be in the same building. But it's because our bodies have become very sensitive to those pollutants. However, the world is as it is. People smoke. People have bad habits. People have negativity. Not judging it helps tremendously. And the way that we end up judging it is we say, well, I'm too sensitive to be around that. That's true. But if we focus on that, then it tends to be a judgment, because now we start saying, well, I don't like that because it makes me feel uncomfortable. And so we have to be very, very aware. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I had to become very, very aware that I didn't judge people who had energies that I did not want to be around, because those energies made my body sick. And being that sensitive is a strength. It's not a weakness. It's a strength. It's just that we become very, very allergic to poison and poisonous vibrations. But at the same time, it's just poison. You know, we give it space, and we realize it's not for us, but for other people, it's perfect for their growth. Everybody is in the perfect place at the perfect time for the perfect lessons to grow, and everybody is on the spiritual journey, whether they know it or not. So seeing that perfection and reminding ourselves of that perfection is a way that we deal with our increasing sensitivity. For some of us, we make some pretty hard choices in life. Years and years ago, I was so sensitive, I basically removed myself from the world, and that's why I spent 30 years on the mountain, and no contact or very little contact, and it was because of the same thing. Was it good? Was it bad? No, it is what it is. It just is what it is. So I understand where you are, and I give you a great big hug, because that's just part of the journey.
And for anyone who ever feels that way, I know that Sabrina often does as well. She's like an empath, and she just feels everything. I would watch her standing in line at the bank sometimes, and she'd just start crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I can feel someone's pain right now very close to us, and I'm just letting it go through me. A technique that we talked about last week that some of you might want to investigate further is when we are doing Shen Valley, and we've completed that, and we bring the arms up and over the head, and we start to swoop them out to the sides, we're putting that protective shield around us, not because we're fragile or we're trying to protect ourselves from bad, but we're just extending out our energetic field, the resilience of our energetic field out further. And as the arms are in waves and water, you're kind of extending that egg to the front and to the back of your body as well. So you're putting the energy field out to the sides, the arms swoop down into waves and water, and you're gently floating it to the front and floating it behind. And I have found that that creates a little bit of a buffer to help you process other people's energetic vibration and not take it in as much to the physical or emotional body. Okay, everyone, let's go ahead and vibrationally bring this to center. And when you're doing the movements that we just went through today, that we've talked about in the evening, the tension, the relaxation, the squeezing, the releasing, the wiping clear, the chi grounding with the bouncing and breathing, and then that beautiful cleansing waterfall, which is a standing meditation, you want to, if you're only doing that phase, bring your hands and feet together. We want to bring the left foot to the right foot. Let the arms float up about head level, and then let them float back down. And you're back in the Wuji position, which is the beginning position, position of emptiness, position of being in the space. And do a test. Notice how much deeper and more connected you feel after your session. But also do that right now. Take a little inventory of where you were at before this call, in the beginning of this call, and how you feel right now. I feel completely transformed. And that is, Peter mentioned that I use the metaphor of the dojo, the place of transformation. That's what just took place for us. In a little over an hour, we completely transformed ourselves by being here, being present, shifting vibration, changing the way we think and feel and emanate. We become more awake. So I hope that you've all felt that vibrational shift. I feel very grateful to have been here with Peter today sharing. Peter, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tristan. It's just such a, you know, this is one of the things that in this spiritual community, we do Qigong, you form really close bonds with people, and just like Tristan and myself. You know, there's, you feel like you've known someone forever and ever and for lifetimes, and that's part of being part of this community. It is a transformation community. We're transforming ourselves, becoming aware, and remembering. It's a place to come to remember.
Beautiful. Well, next week we'll be reminding you about calming the chi and the movements called Tai Chi arms and the oak tree and what all that's about. Let's take you further and deeper, and let's share more stories with you and have some good time. So until next Sunday, have an incredible week. Remember what Peter shared about writing on the, can you repeat that mantra for us, please, Peter?
Just write on the mirror, because it's going to be the last thing you see at night, the first thing you see in the morning. I'm responsible. What am I going to do about it? You can actually put it on an index card, pin it on the ceiling above your bed, so when you open your eyes in the morning, you see it up there. I'm responsible. What am I going to do about it?
That's right. And remember the wonderful things you can do in your home. Maybe you want to take your training area to a whole new level with some beautiful plants or a waterfall and more music and candlelight and frankincense and all that great stuff. So have an amazing week, everyone, and we love you. Bye.
Yeah, much love to everyone. And thank you, Tristan. Much love to you, as you well know.
I feel it. Thank you, my dear friend, brother, and mentor. Thank you, thank you.